Greetings from the Simon Schmid podcast. Friends, new friends, welcome. Hope you've had a fantastic week. You're looking forward to a wonderful weekend with loved ones, spending time with yourself, being active, eating healthy foods, recovering, and most importantly, giving yourself some time. Because what becomes available to you when you spend time with yourself is truly remarkable. It's magic. Because you start to see your reality very differently. And that's one thing we don't give ourselves enough of, is time to just be. But before we dive into today's podcast, I want to thank the originals. I want to thank the people that have sent messages, questions, and to the new subscribers, welcome to the Simon Schmid podcast. Fantastic to have you on board. And as your host, I am honored and motivated to keep delivering insightful, thoughtful, interesting podcasts on a weekly basis. But if you have any questions about anything in your life that you're trying to shift, trying to understand, or struggling with, I'd be honored to answer any questions. Go to simonschmid.co, hit the WhatsApp button, let's start chatting, and hopefully I can shift your life. So this thing called divorce, this epidemic called divorce, painful, disruptive, financially crippling, and sad, incredibly sad. Relationships take work, relationships break down, that's life. But it doesn't mean it needs to be painful. And it needs to disrupt families, kids, X, Y, Z. So there's going to be a lot of takeaways for people that are whatever stage you are in your relationship. So please feel free to take notes, write things down, send through questions. So I'm going to jump around quite a bit today, but I think let's start with the beginning. When you are arguing as a couple and this word divorce starts to come up, and every single argument the word or the threat of divorce is thrown around, I can tell you right now that when you say things enough times, you start to manifest it, and those things start to come true in your life subconsciously. They become more conscious, and that's quite sad. So whatever it is in your relationship that you are at this point, or whether there's been an infidelity or betrayal or a separation or whatever it is, always start with the following. Number one, accept your 50% of the 100% of the problem. Number two, put your hand up and realize that your 50% of the 100% of the problem, there's something that you need to go and work on. So go and invest in yourself. Hire someone that is going to give you advice, non-passenger advice, and commit to a process of change as an individual. And for those of you who don't know my work, change happens in three. It's hard in the beginning, messy in the middle, change at the end. So go and work with someone for 3 months, 90 days, because then you'll really understand what it is that you're getting wrong in your relationship, and what is it that you could change in your relationship, or what is it that you, how you want to end your relationship. But go and do some work from someone who is not attached to you. The other thing is, what's very important is to hire a referee. So instead of running down the road to the scariest, biggest reputation, most expensive family lawyer, hire a referee, marriage counselor, therapist, psychologist, someone that's neutral, that you both agree on, and you both feel comfortable with, You can interview multiple people and let that person become a referee. Get all your stuff out, but have someone controlling the noise. Because 9 times out of 10, communication is broken down and you can't communicate directly with each other. You need a buffer. So number one, put your hand up. Own the 50%. Number two, go and work on yourself for a minimum of 90 days. Why? 3 stages of change. Number three, appoint a referee that you can both go to. So those three things need to be done before you go and hire guns, before you make threats, before you make any big decisions that are going to impact you, your family, or your kids. You know what's so sad is, having gone through a very difficult divorce myself and having friends that have been through it and clients that are going through it, people want to go to the end point immediately. They want to get it over with, get divorced and get it done. It doesn't work like that. Stop looking for a shortcut. Go and do some work on yourself. You owe it to each other. Why? Because guys, you have history. You have 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever that may be, you have history together. You have memories. Show respect to that. Don't go and just throw it down the tube. So once you've done those three things and you can't get to a stage of coming back together or realigning or giving each other space or whatever that may be, you know, and as I said, I'm going to jump around a lot, but you know, each breakdown of each relationship has a whole different set of rules, but try and apply the same principles to whatever you're going through. Mediation is your best solution. Unless you have pockets and pockets and boodles of money, and it's not going to even dent the bank, then cool, go and appoint the biggest, scariest, horriblest, nastiest lawyer in town. But get a mediator. Get a mediator. And this word compromise. Compromise. We don't ever want to do when we're breaking up. I certainly didn't. I didn't want to compromise at all. I was hurt. And I see people when they're hurt, they don't want to compromise. So once you've done those three things, you've gone and worked on yourself, you've appointed a referee, you've trusted the space, you've acknowledged the breakdown in your part in the relationship, and you can't figure a way out forward, and your decision is that you want to split up, appoint a mediator. If there are kids involved, you do what's right for the children. I've spoken about this many times in my podcasts, and for those of you who don't know my work, I went through a very difficult time in 2014, and one of the biggest regrets I have was getting my family to move out because I was angry and hurt. I've had huge shame and regrets about that, and I have apologized for it, but I should have moved out. Why? Because it was the right thing to do for my children. So whatever the decision is as a couple, you do what's right for the children, not what's right for each other. That is very, very important. Think about what I just said. Not what's right for you, what's right for the children. Keeping this kind of theme of compromise, compromising. You're never going to have first prize, because when someone in a divorce wants to have first prize, you get last prize, because you'll never be able to get what you want. Your expectations are too high. You will waste money. You'll waste time. And you will cause pain. Compromise. Meet in the middle. You're going to save yourself a lot of energy and you're going to save yourself a lot of money. So in this mediation process, the focus must be what is right for the children. First and foremost. Keeping in mind, you are now going to be running two homes. increase in costs, being cognitive of the other financial implications that it's going to have on your family. Be considerate. Compromise around those things, please. You've got to, this entitlement is something that's dangerous. People feel like entitled to a certain way of lifestyle when they split up. Bullshit. You're entitled to nothing. And if a partner's cheated on you, whatever that may be, I know it's painful, but you've got the backup of having someone you're working with. You've got the backup of having a referee. You've gone through those processes before you've gone to mediation. You've gone through that. Then you face yourself at mediation. And your sole focus at mediation is to what is right for the kids. Nothing else matters. If there's no kids, a different story. It's a very different discussion. It's a numbers discussion then. So once you've worked out what's right for the children, then it's about settlement. And this is where the fight starts. Now, there's some amazing family lawyers out there that do some great work. And there's some very, 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 very ambitious family lawyers out there that do work based on driving fees up. And I know I'll probably take a lot of criticism for this, but that's the reality. That's the reality. They're not your friends. Lawyers are not your friends. They're not your friend. I remember getting a call on a Friday afternoon from my lawyer asking me how my week was, acting interested. Had a lovely chat, a wonderful chat. I thought, oh, so nice. Monday, I received a bill. Family lawyers are not your friend. They have one thing in mind, settlement and getting paid. Simple as that. And if anyone challenges me on that, please feel free to contact me directly. I can tell you right now, that is the harsh truth. They are a hired gun. They are appointed to do a job. And yes, they do a fantastic job. However, be very, 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 very careful. Very careful of appointing lawyers that understand there's a big pot of gold. Because what happens usually, I'm generalizing, but I speak from experience and I speak from having worked with clients and I speak with confidence about my friends that have been through difficult times. Once the pot of gold is found, a fight is created. And I've got news for you guys. Divorce is very simple. It's around the children and it's numbers. It's nothing else. These idle threats. This one did this. This one didn't pick the kids up at 4. They came at 7. They didn't SMS on this time. They paid this bill late. Sending lawyers letters. And they love sending lawyers letters on a Friday evening to absolutely fuck your weekend up. Don't let the lawyers create a fight once they know where the pot of gold is. This can be settled through mediation and this can be settled with compromise. So be very careful, because what happens is the movie starts to speed up. You place a lawyer on fees and they communicate as instructed and they're doing their job. They're doing their job. That's what they're trained to do. Do their job. And before you know it, you're like, oh my God. Because the harsh reality is that you just get less. But the real tragic thing in this, and one of the biggest regrets I have in my life, is the time I wasted. Tens of thousands of hours wasted. Never catch up that time again. Lost momentum. For those of you who've got your own business that are going through a divorce, you need to be focused. You lose momentum. You get distracted. You get stressed. then all sorts of other things going down on the, all these, lots of these little side shows are so distracting and so debilitating. You can never catch up time. So you got to ask yourself the question, especially when you're starting to compromise, what's the return on time? Worth fighting for? How much time is it going to take me? How much money is it going to take me? What's my return going to be? And if the return equals just loss of time, hand it over. Lie down and take the punishment, hand it over. Because you can never catch up time again. It's so difficult to build momentum back up in your life. So be very careful of hiring guns. Because bullets do damage. And bullets cost money. And I've seen things get totally out of hand. And I've seen people make the lawyers rich. They're just doing their job. That's what they employ to do. But they're not your friends. They really are not your friend. So, if you can get yourself through a mediation process, what's right for the kids, parental plan, damage, do as much damage control as possible, settle with what's fair, what's right for each other, and settle with the mindset of having compromise, and settle with the mindset of, this person is always going to be a parent to my kids. This person is always going to be involved in my life. The relationship hasn't worked out. Fair enough, for whatever reason. But don't punish them. People make mistakes, but don't punish them. You're going to be connected to for life. You will be connected together for life. So best you just redesign your new relationship from a place of care and compassion. And then life becomes a lot easier. But we don't want to compromise, especially when we're angry. And that's when the danger kicks in. That's when the disease of control and manipulation and punishment kicks in. And it's painful. It's very painful. So let's just say you've got to mediation. You've sorted that out. You've sorted the finances out. You've worked out the return on time, whether that decision is to sell all your assets, split it in half, whatever that is. Numbers are the numbers. However you married, it's a numbers exercise. It's not difficult. It's a numbers exercise. People make it something it's not. It's all about numbers. If it's your estate or your what you've accrued is worth X, you split it the way X is. There's a formula attached to all of this stuff. Then what you need to do is work out with a referee or with each other, if you can, on how you can now build your new relationship, especially if you've got kids. What are the rules of engagement? What are you on the same page about? I feel very strongly about this. Not introducing anybody to my kids unless I've been dating them for a minimum of 6 months or a year. No one's ever got to that stage, but that's another discussion. And I think kids are introduced too quickly to new partners and damaging. I don't care what anyone says, it's damaging. Kids have been through a traumatic time. Their family home's been disrupted. Their routine's been disrupted. They live with a lot of anxiety, these kids. Now you want to make them feel more anxious by now introducing another man to your kids after daddy left or mommy left or whatever, whoever's being introduced 5 seconds later. It's not right. It's not right. So number one, the reintroduction of kids. What is right for our children going forward with our new relationship as a divorced couple? What is right? Work together. Work as a team. Try and communicate. It's easier said than done. I can put my hand up right now and be honest with you. I don't communicate with my ex-wife. for various reasons. My kids are old enough I could communicate directly. It's always difficult when two people are on two different pages about what they want and how they want to communicate with their new relationship, being a divorced couple. It's always challenging. I'm just giving tips and advice and things that I would love to happen, but that it's not a reality for right now. It might change as life changes from time to time. It might change. But what is right for the children is always should be the focus. And don't forget the anxiety these kids are living with. The anxiety the kids are faced with not having to meet a new man or a new woman in their life. It's damaging. It really is damaging. Remember the impact this has on each other and then the family members. I see people taking sides. I see people having opinions. And one of the greatest bits of advice I can give people that are going through a divorce: keep your world small, keep it contained, show respect to each other, because things get out of hand very, very quickly. Things get completely blown out of proportion, especially when there's been third parties involved and everyone's got an opinion and this one's feeling shameful and this one's whatever that may be. Keep your world small. Rely on professionals. Rely on people that have got knowledge. This is the time to invest in yourself. Not invest in a fight that you don't know who you want to show up as. That's very important. Think about what I just said. Invest in yourself. Not invest in a fight that you don't know who you want to be at. Show up as. But yes, divorce is difficult. It doesn't have to be difficult. But we make it difficult because we're angry and we're hurt. I know a fantastic guy in Cape Town. And he was a successful guy. And one day his wife woke up and said to him, "I'm not in love with you anymore. And I want a divorce." There were no third parties involved. But this man was incredibly smart. And he worked out that the time that he would use in fighting to try and make and keep some of his money versus the time that if he gave everything away, how much more he could make by not being distracted and the long-term gain for him. He worked that out very, very quickly. And what this guy did is he gave his wife, as painful as it was, everything. He said, "What do you want? You can take it all." And in that, as painful as it was, this guy saved himself time, energy, and money. He lost it all, started again. But what also happened is he got a wife that wasn't in love with him anymore, who became compassionate. So he actually got more than he thought he would get. But the main thing I want to try and share with you today is this word time. I've got another friend of mine who's spent 8 years getting divorced. 8 years. Do you know how much time that is? 8 years. The stress, the anxiety. I'm sorry. No one on this planet has the right to control your emotions and your feelings. No one. No one has the right to steal your time on this planet. So time. What's the return on time? Is it worth fighting for? And can you be compassionate? Can you compromise? Another thing is, friends, people don't stay angry forever. Don't destroy the history you have with somebody overnight. Show respect towards the memories and history you've created. Yes, your relationship might have broken down, but show respect. Show respect towards each other and towards your family if you've got kids, and do what's right for the children. Remember how difficult it is for the children. But yes, relationships don't work out. It's nothing personal. It's not a reflection on you. If your partner's had an affair on you and you're not meant to be together, so be it. Sometimes that person ends up happier than ever with the person they've had an affair with. Sometimes not. You can't control those things. But what you can control in this process is how you behave with each other. And what you prepare to own as a person. Take ownership of the breakdown of your marriage. Take full responsibility. And go and do something about it. So I hope that helps, my friends. I hope that gives you some perspective. There's some takeaways. It's a very complex process. But just to share some advice and some tips, I hope it helps. Feel free to send over any questions or anything you would like that may help you shift something in your life. SimonSchmid.co. I'd be honored to help you and answer any questions. But I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Lots of love. Cheers for now.